Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Jake Ryan, also with Over the Top Radio. Welcome back. It's been a little bit. We still have to have, and I'd like to introduce our host for this hour, which is my buddy Thomas. If you were watching the pre-show or post-show this last week, you knew that we had, that I added a third show to our, a third host to our show. And so, Thomas, what's up?
Not a whole lot. I've got a really bad connection, so I'm having a little trouble hearing, but we'll try to make the most of this. What an exciting week, actually, for the two of us. We really got spoiled by two live wrestling events last week, both SmackDown and NXT. And then over the weekend, of course, I got spoiled by boxing pay-per-view Saturday night and some MMA Invicta on Saturday as well. And then the Ring of Honor pay-per-view Global Wars on Sunday. So I was on wrestling and fight overload all weekend long, man. I'm still pretty hyped up about that.
Yeah, so bear with us on our back connection. Right now I'm currently dealing with the computer issue. So please bear with us. If you guys can hear me very well, that'd be awesome. But just in case, but right now, we're actually going to jump right into it because this is actually me, Thomas, and Chance have actually been talking about this since Tuesday night when SmackDown came to Kansas City, and then we lost with NXT Thursday night in Salina. Sorry, Tom Phillips. No Tom Phillips. He said Salina, not Salina. It's Salina, kid. Just get it right.
Anything for Salina. Sorry,
yeah.
I couldn't resist.
So, so we're going to get our first guest on right now. He comes all the way from St. Louis, Missouri for Dynamo Pro Wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen, Luke Roberts will be online with us right now. Luke Roberts, how are we doing?
Oh, gentlemen, you're talking about wrestling overload this weekend. Most definitely, you're talking about wrestling overload. You can imagine what it was like for a Dynamo Pro this weekend, not having one, two, but three events in under 24 hours.
Wrestling overload right there.
Yeah, I'd say that's one of those. We've been talking to a lot of people as of late who have attended all our events, and when we had the opportunity to talk just a few short days ago, Dynamo Pro has literally been all over the scene as of late. We just had an event on Saturday night, April 23rd at Whiskey Wild Saloon out in Columbia, Missouri. We had a Cinco de Mayo event this past Saturday, and we had an event at the Stratford Bar and Grill. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you didn't catch up with these events, you have definitely missed a changing of the guard in Dynamo Pro.
Sadly, I couldn't be down there because I had my own endeavors. And also, my co-host dropped off. So I'll get him back on in just a second. But, I've been talking to some fellows down who've been working at Dynamo Pro. Like, I talked to Ricky Cruz, and I talked to the new Dynamo Pro Tag Team Champions, which we'll get to here in a few minutes. But I heard there's a lot of good stuff that happened over on the other side of Missouri.
Oh, well, like I said, there's a lot of great things that happened. But before we get into the events of this Saturday night, or actually I should say this Saturday, because we had, like I said, we had an afternoon, two afternoon events and an evening event, you have to go back to April 23rd at Whiskey Wild Saloon down in Columbia, Missouri. It was sponsored by Insomnia Cookies. Had an opportunity to meet up with them. Great cookies, by the way. If you ever get a chance and you're down in the Columbia area, make it a point. Insomnia Cookies, make a point to stop by. Tell them Dynamo Pro sent you. Really great cookies were available at the event. Also, a portion of the proceeds went to benefit the Children's Miracle Network, which was really, really cool. We had an opportunity to have one of the families that was benefiting from the Children's Miracle Network was there, and they talked about their experiences and things along those lines. Like I said, it was definitely a good night all the way around. First match we had was Keon Option taking on the Snitch. Now, I know for a fact that you guys at Over the Top, you guys are very loyal fans to Central Missouri, but the Snitch kind of had other ideas back on the 23rd, and I don't know if I should really say what the man said, but basically it was something to the event of talking about some Brock chalk and some Jayhawk action perhaps. But the fact remains is that Keon Option kind of took exception to that fact. And the end result was one axe kick later, Keon Option is victorious and even went as far as actually celebrating with a Mizzou flag that a friend brought to the event.
Interesting. Sad I couldn't be down in Fenton or around the St. Louis area for any of these events, but I do plan on making it down the next time you guys are in the Fenton, down at the Stratford Bar and Grill, which hopefully really, really soon, because I kind of miss the city of St. Louis or Fenton.
Well, like I said, it's one of those we always miss having you guys down and coming and seeing Dynamo Pro Wrestling, and like I said, It was the last couple of weeks have been really, really interesting in Dynamo Pro. You sit there and we look at some of the other events from the Whiskey Wild event. You had CJ Shine taking on Garrett Shanks and was successful with his new finishing move called, and you're gonna laugh a little bit at this, called the Sunshine and Biscuits. And I'll tell you this, Chris Rodell and I were sitting ringside. The Sunshine and Biscuits is a springboard dropkick, and in this case, hit Garrett Shanks right on the temple. And I have not, in all my years of pro wrestling, I've never seen a man crumple as quickly as Garrett Shanks did when CJ Shine defeated him. Then we move on to the return of Mikazi, the Wind of Destruction, taking on a member of the Midnight Society, Jason Chaos. Kind of ironic that fantastic CJ McManus was not at ringside. And Mikazi wins with the Blizzard Suplex, getting prepared for his matchup on May 7th against the alternative Ozzy Gallagher. Then you have the Dynamo Pro, I don't want to say return, but the reemergence of young and dangerous Evan Morris. Now you're going to say, well, Luke, you already know that Evan Morris has been a part of Dynamo Pro for a while, but this is a new side of Evan Morris. He's basically kind of completely disconnected from the fans. He's only worried about himself and his new running buddies, the Dynamo Pro Tag Team Champions, the professionals. And he had an opportunity to face the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz, the MWR Missouri State Champion. This match had a lot of things happen. You had the professionals at ringside. Near the end of the match, Evan Morris is knocked down. The professionals are knocked down. Who appears but Brandon Espinoza lays out Ricky Cruz with the MWR championship and steals the belt.
Wow.
And it's one of those where when Ricky Cruz came to, the first face he saw was Evan Morris. Second one he saw was Mahler McDarvey, and he literally chased them for blocks trying to catch up with them after the match.
Man, sounds like we really missed a very exciting weekend of Dynamo Pro there in the St. Louis area. I personally have not been to a show. I know Jake has, but I know definitely next time I've got to tag along. You'll have to pick me up hitchhiking along I-70 to get there, because I've got to check out some Dynamo Pro.
Like I said, we still got a lot more to talk about here, gentlemen. I mean, you sit here, you have at the Columbia event, you had the first title defense of the new Dynamo Pro Tag Team Champions, the professionals, taking on the Bike Club. And a lot of fans in Columbia honestly believe that the Bike Club was going to unseat the professionals. Unfortunately, the professionals had some other ideas, and the professionals retained their championships at Whiskey Wild. And then in the main event, the Dynamo Pro D1 champion Outcast defends his championship against the uncrowned MWR Missouri State champion, Brandon S.B. Espinoza. Near the end of the contest, Espinoza goes for his secret weapon, the MWR Missouri State title, which we just mentioned a few moments ago he had stolen from the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz. He winds up to hit Outkast with the title, only to be stopped by Ricky Cruz. Ricky Cruz retrieves his championship. Espinoza turns around, gets hit by the case study of Outkast. 1, 2, 3. Outkast retains the D1 championship, and Espinoza is livid. He goes as far as challenging Ricky Cruz right then and there to a MWR Missouri State Championship match right there in Columbia, Missouri. The bell rings. Espinoza walks away. And again, it was one of those where the fans in Columbia were happy, but they, again, Espinoza was trying to make a statement and get Ricky Cruz's attention.
It's understandable. But on top of that, with me being a guy who actually has enjoyed Dynamo Pro, so I've been to 2 or 3 events now at Dynamo Pro. I went to one back in January, and I went to one on WrestleMania weekend with guys from Action Ocho that you frequent with Joe and Renee on Tuesday nights. So also on top of that, a lot of things that's been happening in Dynamo Pro, which Thomas, eventually I need to get you and James going down to go hang out with the boys in Dynamo. A lot of fun down there. Especially at the Stratford.
Well, like I said, guys,
we gotta
change things around a little bit here, gentlemen. We gotta talk about the news that's got Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, every form of social media has literally exploded talking about this weekend's event. And the first thing that you have is the Cinco de Mayo Festival in St. Louis. And again, from top to bottom was a great night of professional wrestling. It was sponsored by Hornitos Tequila and Knob Creek Whiskey. And trust me, the fans were really seeming to enjoy themselves Saturday. I mean, you know, here right now in the St. Louis area, sports is just a huge thing. You have the Kentucky Derby. You have the Cardinals playing good baseball. You have the St. Louis Blues managing to win their third game and be up 3-2 on the Dallas Stars. I mean, everything was going right in St. Louis, and Dynamo Pro just added to that. And, again, it was a great afternoon of pro wrestling action. You had Mike Outlaw taking on CJ Shine, a great opening contest. Outlaw's experience really starting to show through here, getting the victory with his high noon elbow. And I got to tell you right now, gentlemen, from what I've seen of this up-and-comer CJ Shine, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're listening to Over the Top, if you have an opportunity to see Dynamo Pro Wrestling live and in person, I'm going to tell you right now, and I don't normally say this too often, but to me, I think somebody you definitely need to watch in the next few months in Dynamo Pro Wrestling is CJ Shine. Even though the man has not necessarily been on too many ends of a winning contest right now, I have to say CJ Shine is definitely a man to be watching. The crowd has really been taking a liking to him, and now you're in a situation where CJ Shine, as he gains experience, I really think in the upcoming months, if he continues the way he's been going, he is legitimately going to be a threat to a lot of people in Dynamo Pro Wrestling. He has been really kind of, even though he's not been winning as many matches as a lot of people have said, CJ Shine is definitely getting the fans behind him, and it's going to be very interesting to watch what the future holds for CJ Shine. The next contest, you have Rocket against Demaryius Jones. Rocket, again, victorious in that contest, hitting him with a stunner and his flying kick. And, again, it was a great contest. Then you have Brandon Espinoza, a man who later in the evening would be challenging for the Missouri Wrestling Revival, Missouri State title, taking on Justin Dier. And once again, Espinoza victorious, this time with the Brainbuster. And one thing that really stood out to me was Espinoza's focus in this contest, but also the fact that he went as far as to tell the fans in attendance at the Cinco de Mayo Festival that Cinco de Mayo was a made-up holiday for people to consume those frosty beverages that everybody seems to enjoy especially around the time of Cinco de Mayo. And I'll tell you, he did not endear himself at all to the fans at the Cinco de Mayo Festival.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Well, let's put it this way, guys. When you're sitting there, I would have to say, there were several hundred people in attendance at the festival. And I don't think I've heard Espinoza have that many boos towards him in quite a while. I mean, everybody was kind of upset with one Brandon Espinoza. We then move on to the Wind of Destruction Mikazi taking on J-Mal Swag. J-Mal Swag has been at a few Dynamo Pro events, but J-Mal Swag is one of those that fans can't take lightly. I mean, the man is in top physical shape. He knows exactly what he can do in the ring. Mikazi had a very, very tough task ahead of him at Cinco de Mayo, but yet again comes out on top with that blizzard suplex, and the end result is he winds up getting the victory. We then move on to a match that I don't know if a lot of fans of the Over the Top podcast have had a chance to hear about, but it was the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz, defending his championship against Baracus. Now, if you've never had a chance to see Baracus, here's a man about 6'3", 6'4", tipping the scales at about 325, 330 pounds. And again, I've had the opportunity to see him in a lot of different places. And it would have been a phenomenal matchup. Unfortunately, Demaryius Jones and Brandon Espinoza, once again, I think that name is kind of ringing a bell with people, especially one
yeah.
Ricky Cruz, comes out again, attacks Ricky Cruz, making it a 3-on-1 beatdown. But this time, Ricky Cruz has backup in the form of Rocket and Mike Outlaw. All six men brawl around the ring, and the decision's made right there on the spot by Dynamo Pro Management, a six-man tag team contest. The end result, Outlaw, Rocket, and Ricky Cruz victorious over the team of Jones, Baracus, and Espinoza. Post-match, yet again, Espinoza trying to challenge Ricky Cruz right then and there at Cinco de Mayo. The bell rings once again, and Espinoza tells the fans the only way he'll wrestle is if they pay for him to be there.
Wow.
So yet again, Brandon Espinoza getting under the skin of one Ricky Cruz.
Yeah. As you come to know from Ricky Cruz over the past 2 or 3 years that I've seen him, Thomas has seen him a few times. We've seen him up here in Kansas City a lot, which I expect a lot of things from Ricky Cruz.
I'm sure he's not going to take Brandon Espinoza's actions lightly. Ricky Cruz is always down to defend his title and certainly there to stand up for himself. So I don't see him backing down from Espinoza at all.
Yeah.
Like I said, gentlemen, it's one of those situations where these two gentlemen are no strangers to one another, and it all led to what a lot of people have been talking about as one of the biggest nights in Dynamo Pro Wrestling history. And it started off with a huge ceremony to start the event in High Level Enterprise being recognized as the 2015 MWR Tag Team of the Year. Now, you gentlemen have had an opportunity to see a lot of great wrestling tag teams, not just in Dynamo Pro Wrestling, but one thing has been consistent, and that is that when you come to tag team wrestling, there is not a team in the entire Midwest that has had such a phenomenal year as High Level Enterprise. I mean, you look at these men, a successful tour of Pro Wrestling Noah, several high-profile matches with the Black Hand Warriors, finally winning the Dynamo Pro Tag Team Championship, and unfortunately, just a few short weeks ago, losing them under some dubious circumstances to the professionals. They go out, they receive their awards from Brian Kelly and Jack Tierney from Missouri Wrestling Revival, only to be interrupted by McDarby and Santel, the professionals. And these gentlemen go out there and they make a statement which a lot of fans were offended by. They said, it's not a big, it's a big deal for you to be the MWR Tag Team of the Year, but belts are more important than your award.
Wow.
And I mean, and that's a huge statement when you go out there.
I did watch the video on YouTube. I'm not on YouTube, on Facebook about it. And which I do remember them saying this, if quote me if I'm wrong, that was as close as to the titles as they were going to get, or they were never going to hold them again. Or as
I say, that's a very good point. I mean, again, I have to say that's also a credit to those wonderful guys over at Dynamo Pro Aftershock and in the Dynamo Pro Media Department. They had an opportunity. That was before we actually began rolling the cameras for the evening. And like you guys just said, the professionals wanted to make sure that High Level Enterprise knew right off the bat that even though they were being recognized for being a great tag team, the only way to be considered the greatest tag team in Dynamo Pro was to hold the Dynamo Pro Tag Team Championships. And I mean, granted, I have the utmost respect, but that's one of those – that's making a huge statement in saying that the tag titles are the most important thing. Again, High Level Enterprise is a phenomenal tag team, and I don't know if that was necessarily the wisest move for the professionals. I think I would do just even fuel more fuel to the fire.
I do agree with that because of the fact that because the last time that both the professionals was in the ring with High Level Enterprise was that HLE lost the tag titles due to some shenanigans by the professionals, which is how they won the title.
Well, you know something? If you told that to the professionals, they would probably get offended by that. They went out there and flat out told you that they were in it for breaking necks and cashing checks. They were the ones to go in there, and they're all about tag team gold. And whether you love them or you hate them, they made a point. A lot of people thought that High Level Enterprise was going to have their way with the professionals. Unfortunately, the professionals were thinking a step ahead, and they wound up winning the Dynamo Pro Tag Team Championships. I think a lot of people were shocked by that, but I also think they were shocked in Columbia when the Bite Club, a perennial top tag team in Dynamo Pro, yet again is not able to take the titles from the professionals. I mean, you got to look at it. The professionals were riding a high wave of momentum, and again, we're going to talk more about that in the upcoming minutes. The opening contest was Rocket and DJ Shine, a man who's really gaining some experiences of late here in Dynamo Pro. Rocket winds up with the victory, but again, the fans really seem to be rallying behind CJ Shine as of late. And again, even though he wasn't victorious, a lot of fans were impressed with CJ Shine. It seems as though with each upcoming week, he's been getting better and better. And like I said, the future is looking very bright for CJ Shine. Then you have a match that's going to kind of – we're going to talk about it a little more later on in our conversation. You had the valedictorian Keon Option and the man in the air who just don't care, Justin Dier, taking on the Midnight Society of Billy McNeil and Jason Chaos with fantastic CJ McManus. And I'll tell you right now, this was a matchup that – Chris Rodell and I had an opportunity to sit ringside for, and it was kind of interesting to watch because you have Option and Dier, a tag team that they're both very, very knowledgeable of how one another performs in the ring. They're very quickly becoming a very, very solid tag team within Dynamo Pro. And then you have what I would say probably the biggest wild card tandem in all of professional wrestling, with Billy McNeil and Jason Chaos. These two men are the polar opposites of everything. Chaos mm-hmm. is very well schooled. He's got a large knowledge base in mixed martial arts. He's got an extensive wrestling and fighting background. And then you have Billy McNeil, a man who, really simply put, is one of the most death-defying innovators of aerial offense you can see. And I'm going to tell you right now, throughout the match, you saw a lot of great offense, not just from Option and De'Aaron, but you saw a lot of great offense from the team of Chaos and McNeil. I mean, you look at it, Chaos took to the air a couple times during the match. Billy McNeil actually broke out a submission. I haven't seen Billy McNeil throw a submission in, I don't think, ever. But Billy McNeil throws out a submission maneuver during the contest as well. A lot of things. You're seeing some really good glimmers of light between the members of the Midnight Society. But at the end of the match, it all comes down to continuity. Chaos and McNeil couldn't get on the same page. Advantage goes to Option and De'Aaron. And when everything's said and done, the Valedictorian and Justin De'Aaron get the victory. Post-match, Billy McNeil had had enough and actually shoved down C.J. McManus and basically kind of gave the impression that maybe he needed to look at other options when it came to being in Dynamo Pro. And I say right now, that left a question in a lot of people's mind, is what is the present status and the future of the Midnight Society?
I agree, because the last time I was at Dynamo Pro and I saw Billy McNeil, that's when I think it's when it first started with McManus and Billy McNeil. But as me and my buddy John Kirk, for the Buzz of Lever show, and he calls in there a lot, and him and I are sitting next to each other at the first Dynamo Pro show I went to, and we're like, why is he with this guy? Like, this dude can do perfectly fine by himself. And now, to finally hear that he's finally sort of branching away from him, I think it'll just be bigger and better pastures for Billy McNeil in the future.
Well, you know something, gentlemen? That's the question that everybody's asking, though. Is it a matter of Billy McNeil branching away from the Midnight Society? Or is it the idea that Billy McNeil has maybe reached that point of where maybe it may convince him to dial more into the Midnight Society? I mean, again, you look at it from the point of view, Billy McNeil was trying near the end of the contest to convince Chaos, hey, don't get yourself disqualified. We still got a chance to win this. And they were, to a certain degree, in control at that point in time. Maybe it's one of those Billy McNeil kind of had in the idea that maybe, just maybe, he's starting to convince Chaos to focus him down a little more. And maybe this could lead to and I know this is going to sound kind of weird, especially coming from me, this may be one of those where the Midnight Society, this may be the final piece of the puzzle to get them together on the same page.
Fair enough. He's very fair enough. Thomas, got anything to go along with this?
Oh, I'm just taking it all in. Like I said, I've never been to a Dynamo Pro show, and so far, I'm loving the storylines. I'm loving all the action. I'm actually pretty excited to actually get to see a live show, and hopefully Jake, you and I will make that happen next time they've got a show. I definitely got to go see this live.
It's a very
exciting
show.
Like I said, you're going to see a lot of great wrestling action. We're going to move on to several matches that fans have been talking about. These are the ones that really, I've seen a lot of things on the internet talking about these, and these next two matches are two matches that the fans, I mean, again, I've heard a lot of great response from how these matches kind of impacted the landscape of Dynamo Pro. Outcast takes on Kiyoshi Shizuka with, of course, the wonderful Lucy Mendez at ringside. Near the end of the match, Shizuka brings out his Japanese flag, hits Outcast with it. Referee doesn't see a bit of it because of the fact that he's kind of taken aback by one Lucy Mendez.
Hey,
he goes for the cover. One,
say?
Two. Needless to say, the end result is he kicks out. One, two, kick out by Outcast. Shizuka picks him up. Some people thought he was going to go for his brain buster that he is calling for, and I had the opportunity to see Shizuka use that maneuver a time or two. Picks him up to try to go for it. Outcast shifts his weight into a small package. 1, 2, 3. Outcast retains the Dynamo Pro D1 Championship in a phenomenal contest. And then, gentlemen, this is a match I know, Jake, you and I have had an opportunity to talk about this a few times. The match between the alternative Ozzie Gallagher and the Wind of Destruction, Makazi. This is a match that's been brewing for a number of months. This is one of those teacher versus student, friend versus friend, almost father versus son kind of connection between these two men. If anybody's had an opportunity to talk or listen to Dynamo Pro Aftershock or talk to Ozzie Gallagher or talk to Makazi, you would have the opportunity to hear that these men, it was almost like Makazi took Gallagher under his wing when he first started in professional wrestling. And as you guys know, and I know, Jake, you've had the opportunity to see a lot of things in this recent progression of what's happening with Ozzie Gallagher. He's gone after the Mask of Rocket. He's gone after Jackal. And then he kept goading Makazi, saying that he was the one that was going to make a statement. And this Saturday night, the two of them finally hooked up one-on-one to settle the grudge. And the winner of the contest, the alternative Ozzie Gallagher. Gallagher made good on his claim. Near the end of the match, the referee happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Basically, both wrestlers kind of backed into the referee. It looked like the referee got a finger in the eye. He was sitting there, and he was kind of checking his eye. I mean, again, it looked like he might have gotten a finger in the eye. Maybe he got the point of the elbow in the eye. I don't know exactly what happened, but it was enough of a distraction for Gallagher to hit the low blow. 1, 2, 3, the alternative Ozzie Gallagher making good on his promise by defeating the Wind of Destruction, Makazi.
Okay. I'm going to get my thoughts on this really quick. I can tell you this. I think it's far from over. I think there's more to it. For Thomas doesn't know, these two men, well, I've gotten to sit down and talk to Makazi in the past. I've actually gotten to sit down with him for about 20 minutes and just talk to him. And this dude is probably one of the nicest dudes I've met in Dynamo Pro. But the first time I went to a Dynamo Pro show, he was sitting in the crowd. I believe. I think he was sitting in the crowd, and then Ozzie started. I think he used like a dirty tactic to win a match, and Makazi wasn't that impressed with it. Like it's something like he wasn't taught. But for Ozzie Gallagher to pull out the victory this last Saturday night, I do think there's a little more. I don't think it's over between Ozzie or Makazi. I don't think it's over just yet.
Well, Jake, I gotta stop you right there. You had about 99% of your facts and figures right, but there is one thing. Makazi has been gone for a number of years from Dynamo Pro Wrestling. He only recently made his return. The man that you were referencing to was a gentleman by the name of Sadie Blaze. Now, Sadie Blaze is also known for years of being one of the most ruthless people you could ever encounter in professional wrestling. However, whenever Ozzie Gallagher kept pushing and pushing and pushing this man, Sadie Blaze and Makazi have been known to be very close. These two men have been, I mean, the connection between these two gentlemen, the situation, both of these men know Ozzie Gallagher very, very well. And it's one of those, I'll tell you right now, the idea of pushing Sadie Blaze to the point of making the call to bring Makazi back to Dynamo Pro Wrestling is definitely one of those where – the fans figured that it was time for Ozzy Gallagher to pay his dues. But this time again, Saturday night, Gallagher managed to silence a lot of people, and he actually came as far as going on Dynamo Pro Aftershock and saying flat out, what more can I do? I have just defeated, I have just eliminated the biggest roadblock that I have in front of me. And I got to say right now, a lot of people agree with what you said, Jake, but to me personally, I kind of, on a certain end, I kind of got to agree with Gallagher. I mean, he silenced a lot of critics this Saturday night. However he managed to get the victory, he managed to silence a lot of people by defeating Mikazi in Vinton, Missouri this Saturday.
I do agree, but I do think it's far from over. That's just me.
Well, like I said, I mean, that's one of those we got to look at, and the only time will tell. We then go to the Filipino warrior Elvis Aliaga taking on the millennial Danny Adams. And once again, that wonderful woman, Lucy Mendez, happens to come out with Elvis Aliaga. And yet again, Lucy kind of pays some dividends this time. This time leading to Elvis Aliaga being able to roll up Danny Adams. Some say that he may have had his feet on the ropes, but the fact remains, Aliaga defeats Danny Adams in Fenton, Missouri. Now, another match that wrestling fans have been talking about here in the St. Louis area was Mike Outlaw taking on the yoga monster Mike Seidel. Now, I know for a fact, Jake, I know you've had an opportunity on several occasions to see Mike Seidel in the ring, and I think you would agree with me, Mike Seidel is probably one of the greatest wrestlers in the Midwest, bar none. Would you agree with me on that?
Yes. I agree with you 100%.
I do too.
Mike Seidel is one of those wrestlers where if you get an opportunity to see him in a ring, you need to make sure you buy your tickets early because Mike Seidel is a phenomenon in the ring. Mike Outlaw is quickly making his way up the ladder again in Dynamo Pro. This was a match that a lot of fans, once they heard it was announced, were looking forward to, and they didn't disappoint. Near the end of the match, Mike Seidel goes to the top rope. He grabs his yoga mat. We all know what it's time for. It's time for the yoga salt. Mike Seidel takes the leap, floats over for the yoga salt, and finds nothing. Yes, you heard me. Mike Seidel misses the yoga salt. I don't recall ever seeing Mike Seidel miss the yoga salt. I don't know about you gentlemen, but Mike Seidel does not miss that move. And it led to Mike Outlaw hitting, not very often indeed, leads to Mike Outlaw with the mafia kick and the victory. Mike Seidel defeats the yoga monster, and then it's time for Mike Outlaw to say what he feels. And he makes it very clear. He wants another crack at Dynamo Gold. In particular, he throws out the challenge to one Dirty Jake Durden. Now, as you guys may or may not be aware, Jake Durden, three-time and reigning Dynamo Pro heavyweight champion, the man who defeated Mike Outlaw for the gold, and right now, Dirty Jake Durden, I reference what Mike Outlaw said. It may be in Fenton. It may be in the Ready Room. It may be in Edwardsville, Illinois. It may be in Wood River. It may be in Columbia, Missouri. It's going to happen soon. Is it Mike Outlaw and Dirty Jake Durden are going to be in the same place at the same time? And I'm going to tell you right now, gentlemen, I personally want to see what's going to happen when you put the Dynamo Pro heavyweight champion, the man who says he is the greatest Dynamo Pro champion of all time, Dirty Jake Durden, and Mike Outlaw in the same building. It's going to be definitely something that fans are going to be watching for because it could very easily be a huge situation.
I do agree with that because before just letting you know, Thomas, Mike Outlaw is a former Dynamo Pro heavyweight champion. I believe within 6 months after he graduated from the Dynamo Pro Dojo, I think he became world champion, didn't he?
That is correct. I say within his rookie year, wins the Dynamo Pro Championship. You've got to, and like I say, I know Jake, you and James both had the opportunity to kind of follow up on Mike Outlaw. Now, here's a man once winning the Dynamo Pro Championship. This man has been all over the place. He's been to the Dakotas. He's been to Florida. He's wrestled in a few matches, I believe, with Full Impact Pro down in Florida. He's wrestled in Memphis. He's wrestled pretty much all throughout the country in his, as I think he said, just now getting real close to celebrating 2 years in professional wrestling in active duty. And when you look at it, I mean, here's a man who's going out there and he's picking a fight with Dirty Jake Gurdon. And I'll tell you this right now, Mike Outlaw is a former Dynamo Pro champion. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of things that could very easily take place if Mike Outlaw gets the opportunity. I mean, again, you put these two men in the same place, there's still some tension between these two men. I mean, there's always tension when you have a championship in professional wrestling involved, but especially considering that Mike Outlaw wants that opportunity to wear that Dynamo Pro gold yet again. If you have an opportunity to see Dynamo Pro, you definitely need to come out, because that's going to be one of those where, I mean, anything could and probably will happen.
It's like a and also just letting Thomas know during this, because he's never been to a Dynamo Pro show. Last time I was at a Dynamo Pro show, I witnessed Durden versus Cruz, and Cruz's head went through the wall. Cruz's head went through
Jake,
the wall.
I'm gonna stop you right there. It wasn't just his head that went through the wall. I actually had a chance. I saw a couple pictures, and I think one of our good friends, Renee Martinez, had an awesome picture. I think it was his head and his shoulders actually went through the wall.
Well, I was sitting in that vicinity, it's kind of hard to see where it all went through. But yeah.
Well, speaking of that, Jake, you got to look at it too. I was having an opportunity. Chris Riddell and I, my broadcast colleague, were sitting ringside for the event Saturday night. And you can't help but look back when you're at the Stratford Bar and Grill, and you look back, and they actually managed to finally get the wall repaired after that war between Jake Durden and Ricky Cruz. And I'm not kidding you. It looked like it was about an 8-foot section, about 8 feet high, and about 2 feet, maybe 2.5 foot wide section of wall that had to be replaced after final chapter between Cruz and Durden. I mean, again, when you go back and you look at it, you're like, man, it was intense. And like I said, that's what you come to expect from Dynamo Pro Wrestling. You get the best in professional wrestling, and sometimes you get wrestlers who go through walls. I mean, it's just kind of those kinds of things happen in the world of professional wrestling. You can never say never.
I understand. Wait, so with your professional wrestling, you always hear the term never say never, because you never know what's going to happen next, which is like, with us in the WWE, like with Thomas and I in the WWE, we went to SmackDown this last Tuesday, and then we went to NXT in Salina, Kansas, which we, like me, I love NXT with a passion because it's like one of my favorite shows, but to watch it live is nothing compared had me head over heels versus watching it on TV. But me, I also actually have the DVDs.
I got to talk to you about that, Jake. I mean, again, you're sitting there, this week has been a great week, not just for the Kansas City area, but for St. Louis as well. I mean, if you look at it, you have Raw Monday night in St. Louis. You have Tuesday in Kansas City for SmackDown. You have NXT in Kansas. And I'm going to tell you right now, you have the same feeling that a lot of pro wrestling fans have. The NXT experience is something you have to see live. I mean, it's one of those that they're really, from top to bottom, their competition, their matches are a great contest, just like you would see in Dynamo Pro. I mean, when you sit there and look at it, there's a lot of wrestling. I mean, again, you look at some of the names that have come into NXT in the course of the last few months. I mean, you sit there, you look at it, Shinsuke Nakamura. You look at Finn Balor. You look at Samoa Joe's. You look at A-Double, Austin Aries. You even look at, a matter of fact, this last few days, one EY Eric Young making his debut in NXT. I mean, you go there and you look at some of these wrestlers like Jason Jordan, Chad Gable. You look at, I mean, the roster is a phenomenal lineup. And again, when you sit there and you look at professional wrestling, I mean, as well as right now, the Midwest is really hopping. And again, I have to say, a lot of fans would echo your sentiment, saying NXT is probably one of the bright sides of 2016.
I think you can, which I do, but the thing is, nothing is going to get me as close to NXT as to Dynamo Pro, I'm friends with a lot of the guys at Dynamo Pro Wrestling, a lot of them. Like for example, the new Dynamo Pro Tag Champions and John Webb and Jack Gamble. Both of them are good friends of mine. I've been good friends with a lot of people within the organization. But yeah, eventually, bear with me though, because of the fact that one day I'd like to see some guys from like. Actually, Dynamo Pro itself, I like to see the company at least make a show here in Kansas City. For me, it'd be awesome.
Well, I mean, I gotta look at it this way, Jake. I mean, again, Dynamo Pro is definitely making it a point to start kind of expanding their horizon. I mean, again, being in Columbia, again, a lot of people were very happy to see Dynamo Pro in Columbia, and again, Dynamo Pro really has been kind of taken off the last few months, kind of reached a whole new level. And again, I want to look at these last two matches from Saturday night. You have the rematch. You talked about them a few minutes ago. High Level Enterprise, the former Dynamo Pro Tag Team Champion, getting their shot to regain their championships against the professionals. And I'm going to tell you right now, you kind of alluded to it a couple seconds ago, the new Dynamo Pro Tag Team Champions, High Level Enterprise. And I have to tell you right now, I was sitting there at ringside watching the events as it unfolded. And it's near the end of the match. Webb super kicks McDarby into Gamble's Fireman Carry Michinoku Driver. I mean, I had the opportunity to see McDarby after the contest, and he was seeing stars. I mean, he was, I say, a lot of people thought that McDarby may have had a concussion after that series of maneuvers. I mean, he took a thunderous amount of abuse in a very short amount of time. And once again, the brand new Dynamo Pro Tag Champions, High Level Enterprise, regaining their championship against the professionals. And finally, last but not least, the 10th title defense by the MWR Missouri State Champion, the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz, defending the MWR Missouri State Championship against Brandon Espy Espinoza. This match went back and forth. Both men had a great contest. They both knew what to expect from the other. It was a phenomenal matchup. But when the bell rings and the match is over, ladies and gentlemen, your new MWR Missouri State champion, Brandon Espy Espinoza. He gets it, and here was the crazy thing of it all. He won the match with a roll-up. It wasn't any kind of shenanigans. It wasn't any things like you had tables and chairs and ladders and all that kind of stuff. He defeated Ricky Cruz with a basic wrestling maneuver.
Wow.
Post-match, he goes out there, he says, Ricky Cruz, be a man of your word. Raise the hand of the new champion. And he did. And he met the size, I think, 12 of Ricky Cruz with a super kick right to the point of the jaw. And like I said, as I said before, the new MWR Missouri State champion, Brandon Espy Espinoza. We had an opportunity to get a chance to listen to Dynamo Pro Aftershock. We had exclusive comments moments after his victory. Myself, Ray Dunmire, and Oscar Rendon had an opportunity to sit down and have an exclusive interview with the new MWR Missouri State champion and talking about his victory and what the future holds in 2016 for Brandon Espinoza. Gentlemen, I'm going to tell you right now, the landscape of Dynamo Pro has changed dramatically in the last 30 days. To give you an idea, myself, Chris Rodell, the media department of Dynamo Pro Wrestling, I know for a fact that Chris just managed a few minutes ago, right before we came on here, had the opportunity to finally get to go home. He and I have spent the better part of the last 2 days basically having to update everybody on all this great wrestling action. And now you have to turn your attention before you even get to the next event on June 11th down at the Stratford Bar and Grill. You have to fast forward a little bit to Memorial Day weekend. The Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 28th, Dynamo Pro Wrestling returns to the Ready Room in the Grove District of St. Louis. There's going to be a lot of great wrestling action. Matches are being signed as we speak. You have to look at it. Will Jake Durden and Mike Outlaw be in the same building? Will you have the Dynamo Pro Tag Team Champions High Level Enterprise? Will they be? Will you have the team that was standing by when they regained the championships? De'Aaron Option. Why were they there? What were their intentions? You look at it. You have the brand new MWR Missouri State Champion, Brandon S.B. Espinosa. He's made no bones about it. He wants to face the best in competition. And then you have the Dynamo Pro D1 Champion, Outcast, a man who's basically been taking on all comers as of late. I mean, you look at it, Elvis Aliaga, Jaden Phoenix, Dirty Jake Durden, KLD, Kevin Lee Davidson, Jason Chaos. I mean, Kiyoshi Suzuka. I mean, this man has been taking on all comers since winning that three-way to become the inaugural D1 champion. And you've also got to look at the intelligent monster Jake Durden. What is he going to have to say? I mean, there's a lot of questions to be answered over the course of the last couple weeks in Dynamo Pro, and the best way to find out is to experience Dynamo Pro live.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it, is going to Dynamo. And it's worth it. It's worth the 4.5-hour drive all the way down there, at least for me. Every time I've been there, I've not been
again, That's one of the things, gentlemen, you got to look at with you guys. And, again, we want to say thank you to Over the Top for having us on tonight. And, like I said, you guys always make it a point to bring up a lot about professional wrestling, a lot for going on in the Midwest, and you can look at things. Again, if you want to follow Dynamo Pro, you can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter, Dynamo Pro Aftershock, a program that I know both you gentlemen have had an opportunity to speak with about. They're on iTunes. Go and look them up. You see them on the Ropes Network. They're also available. It'll send you to the program. Again, there's a lot of things going on in Dynamo Pro, and I'm going to tell you right now, if April 23rd, and more particularly, if May 7th is any indication of what's going to happen in the next few months, I'm going to tell you, you need to sit down and buckle up, because this summer is going to be an explosive summer here in Dynamo Pro Wrestling.
Definitely. But, Thomas, actually, we definitely need to get you down there for Dynamo Pro Show.
Yes, definitely. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to attend my first show. I've seen, you know, several of the guys. I've seen Mike Outlaw here in the Kent City area. I've seen Brie Jake. I've seen, of course, HLE. I've seen Ricky Cruz. But, man, it just sounds amazing, the matchups and everything that's going on there at Dynamo Pro. So, yes, definitely we're going down there, Jake.
Yeah, definitely. And we also need to get our second host going with us, too. But, yeah. But we would like to thank you for coming on, Luke, on short notice, kind of update us on everything Dynamo Pro. And
guys, again, I want to say thank you for having us as well. Most of the thing, like I say, guys, make it a point, Dynamo on Facebook, Dynamo Pro on Twitter, DynamoProWrestling.com. Check us out, and also make it a point to be listening to the Over the Top podcast. It's a great program. Make it a point to check them out, because they are a great podcast. You hear a lot of great stuff, and who knows who you're going to hear on this program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for,
no problem,
for coming on. And you and I will be in touch.
Oh, most definitely, guys. Hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you very much. And that was Luke Roberts with Dynamo Pro Wrestling. Thomas, what do you think?
Oh, man, I'm excited. I mean, everything that's going on there in the St. Louis area, lots of great wrestling, as well as here in Kansas City. But you know what? I'm always up for a road trip. Our first road trip together, of course, to Salina. That was a lot of fun. And
for
so I'm looking forward to a nice little adventure. Hopefully, maybe we can get Zebra Cakes to chip in some gas money, and we'll do Zebra Cake videos along the way. Who knows?
Yes. So for those of you that is your first time listening, there is actually a Zebra Cake video on the Over the Top webpage. I'm half asleep. I'm tired. So spending $1.93 for a fresh a cream soda, and also a big old thing of Zebra Cakes made me happy. But,
yes, it was what, like 2:30 in the morning. We're both like pretty loopy and
we're loopy,
so,
we're tired. But
yeah, so
but moving on
to go live.
Moving on. We actually had just came from SmackDown Tuesday night here in the Sprint Center, which we found out Tuesday night that WWE will be back at in Sprint Center on September 5th,
yes,
on Monday Night Raw. So, also, right now, we're actually announcing a contest right now. Over the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be doing little code word hints. And if you are listening up and we're listening in and through, if you're listening to actually our show right now, or if you're in our podcast, or watch our pre or post shows, which our next show that we'll all three be together at should be at Metro Pro on June 6th or 4th, I think it's the 4th. And if you're there with us, you can and you can be on our pre or post show.
Yes. Yes, June 4th. I'm looking forward to it. Axe and Smash, Demolition will be in the house.
Demolition.
As well as the start of the tag team tournament. Or, I'm sorry, the tournament to crown
the World Heavyweight
Pro Champion. Yes.
Heavyweight Champion. Which so far, they actually haven't announced anybody for the tournament yet. So I guess we'll find out. Just, I guess we'll find out as it comes along. Also, if you listen to the show, we might be able to get you into Metro Pro for free, or we can get you into Raw for free. Completely up to you. But also, especially in the next couple of months, we're going to be doing a little casting, a little broadcast type thing, and we can get you going. So, I mean, like,
yes,
Thomas was actually our first viewer person for
viewer
SmackDown.
Viewer slash part-time co-host.
Announcer.
Yes. And
part-time
I appreciate it, guys.
Which me and James both, well, James paid for it because it was a last-minute deal and he won the contest. So he's not only our third co-host, he also got a free ticket to SmackDown at the Sprint Center.
Yes, I did, and it was a great seat. I had a fun night. Maybe my wife wasn't too happy about having to drive me down there at such a short notice, but it was a lot of fun. SmackDown was great.
I went to NXT. I got a hug from Bayley. I got hugged.
Yes, you did.
I got
jealous.
A hug from Bayley, which is like my dream come true was hugging Bayley.
So was mine, but I was also on a mission to get a signed slap bracelet from my daughter, which I did. So I got a signed slap bracelet from Bailey. I got a picture of her with the bracelet, and I know they were getting ready to leave. They were kind of rushing everybody out of there, so I didn't have the heart to ask her for another second of her time, so I kind of let her go on her way. But yeah, she's a sweet, sweet person, and just like she is, just like her character on TV. And, you know, she really did take the time out to sign autographs for everyone, as did a lot of the NXT stars. They came out. And,
Spike. We had Oscar come up. We had Breeze actually make his return to NXT. We had me. The whole entire highlight of NXT is me getting to see Shinsuke Nakamura for the first time, live and in person.
Yes.
And boy, that match between him and Tyler Breeze was very phenomenal. We also got to see Samoa Joe defend against Finn Balor. I got to be Asuka, which made me happy because I was, because I'm also an Asuka fan. Which I got a shirt signed by her, which I could get framed later, which also a lot of things happening. I mean, we got more wrestling coming up June 4th, and then also we also have another one in July. I think another Metro Pro show in July, but we will definitely make our way out to St. Louis for Dynamo Pro. Eventually, hopefully, maybe that June show we might make our trip down there. But anything at all, we can get this thing cracking and rolling.
One more thing I wanted to add, kind of a reaction to the NXT show. One of the opening matches, I didn't realize there was a wrestler by the name of Manny Andrade. And I was like, who is this guy? And I was very impressed with him in the ring. You know, he was a great wrestler and everything. So finally the other night I decided to, you know, go to our good friend Google and find out who this guy was. And I had no idea until Saturday night that this Manny Andrade person was actually former CMLL champion La Sombra out of Mexico. And so we actually got to see a former CMLL champion in Salina, Kansas. And man, I wish I would have known that. I would have tried to store an autograph or something from him. But I had remembered hearing that he was signed to NXT. I had never heard anything, but now he's wrestling without the mask as Manny Andrade. I'm not sure if he's actually been on NXT television yet. But if so,
he has not been
if not,
on NXT TV yet.
If not, look out for this guy. This guy is amazing.
Yes, but and boss, I got another announcement for you fans of the other top radio cast or podcast. Next week, me, James, and Thomas will be which Thomas don't know about this yet, but there's James. My announcement is that I want to do a over-the-top draft.
Oh, okay.
A over-the-top draft. How it's going to work, which I got the idea from another radio show I listen to known as Busted Open on XM Radio. Which,
oh, on XM, yeah. Great show.
Yeah. David Greca and Mortman, which are two very, very, very amazing hosts. So next week on our show, we'll be doing a draft. How it's going to work is that we'll have 10 rounds of picks. It could be champion from any promotion. It could be any wrestler from any promotion. It could be any diva, tag team, or anything like that. If they're currently a champion, like Roman Reigns as an example, like Samoa Joe an example, if they defend their championship and they win their championship, it's an automatic 3 points.
Okay.
Let's say AJ Styles defeats Roman Reigns for the championship. That is 5 points. And if guys win their matches, it's 1 point each. So there's a lot of things going on, and we're gonna start it We're starting it next week. It will go from I think next week's May. I got to remember because my dates are off right now. It's May. Give me one quick second so I can find out.
It should be the 16th,
May 16th.
I believe. Yeah.
May 16th. It'll start May 16th, and it will finish out the day after WrestleMania next year.
Wow. Okay.
So, you can get NXT, you can go WWE what's got to be like the TV promotions. It can't be like independent. Like, you can do Ring of Honor, you can do TNA, you can do WWE, you can do AAA, you can do stuff like that. But you can't do like CZW and all this stuff.
Okay, so I can't pick Metro Pro or anything like that.
Me, you and James all need to sit down for that one.
Okay.
We can do it that way. If we want to, we can do it that way. Completely up to you guys. Which I'm okay with anything. I'm just looking back on feedback.
Well, the problem with that, though, is, you know, Metro Pro, you know, only runs like every other month, so, you know, the number of matches are going to be limited compared to WWE and, you
WWE,
know, the other promotions.
TNA and Ring of Honor.
Yeah, right. They run every week. So.
But, I mean, if you two want to do it with that as well, that's awesome. But we can also do stuff with Dynamo Pro. Like, he guys only wrestle at Metro Pro. I can do stuff for Dynamo and stuff like that. I can do stuff like that too.
Yeah, sounds
Cause,
like fun.
Cause, okay. So, which James should be back on the show next week since he was not able to join us due to his other commitments. He'll be back with us next week. So next week, all three of us should be on show, and I will actually have it on time next week. So next week we'll be back at our normal time at 5 o'clock. Our normal time. So 5 to 7 o'clock next week. For those of you that are listening, have been listening with us this evening, thank you guys for joining us, because I know Raw is going on right now. Because sadly, I'm not watching it because I have to watch my screen because my computer had a boo-boo and I'm using my PlayStation 4 as a computer, which is probably the most coolest thing ever, which I did not know I can use the studio on my PlayStation 4.
That's awesome.
But, yeah. But thank you guys for – well, we got 20 minutes left. Extreme Rules is coming up. Next Sunday, not this Sunday, but the following one. So 2 weeks from this, next Sunday. I believe next Sunday. It's there's a lot of things going on. We got Styles and Reigns for the title and Extreme Rules. We got the tag straps. I believe I'll be on the line between Vaudevillains and the New Day, which I'm expecting for the Vaudevillains to win because one of our Kansas City guys are in it. And Simon Gotch. So, Simon Gotch, if you're listening.
Oh, yeah.
Hi from Kansas City. Speaking of SmackDown, though, we got to see another Kansas City boy in Baron Corbin, which he's a heel, but in Kansas City, he's like a face to us because he's
He got a pretty loud pop,
Because Kansas City gets no love in WWE until Baron Corbin came along.
Yep, yeah, it was nice to see Baron Corbin. Actually, a few guys tied here to the Kansas City area. Baron Corbin, of course, you mentioned Simon Gotch. And another one we can't forget about that we got to see Tuesday night is Curtis Axel, who actually trained with Harley Race down in Eldon, Missouri, as Joe Henning, the son, of course, of the late Mr. Perfect, Kurt Henning.
Great, Mr. Perfect. But also, what's really cool about that, though, about Curtis Axel, is that, he's with the Social Outcast right now. Oh, speaking of which, speaking of Social Outcast, this last week, 8 superstars were recently released from the WWE.
Yes.
One of those guys was Damian Sandow.
One of them I'm pretty pissed about, actually.
Would one of those be Damian Sandow?
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
Same way for me. Okay. This is not a shoot. This is just me being a fan. This is not a shoot. Damian Sandow, for me, was probably one of the most, well, not when he first debuted, he was annoying.
He was.
Later on, he was annoying. But later on, as he became Mrs. Stunt Double, he started doing, like the Mega Powers storyline, sort of, with him and Curtis Axel. And then you had him being so entertaining. He grew on me. I actually like Damian Sandow. And not for those of you who watch Up, Up, Down, Down, know his name is Shizzle. Because that dude can rap. He can rap. So for WWE, me being as a fan, please rehire Damian Sandow. Because I don't want to see him in Ring of Honor. I don't want to see him in TNA. He was really fun on the WWE product.
Yes, I totally agree. Like I said, when he was doing the original character, he was doing that, like, that genius type thing. I kind of thought of it as almost like a Lanny Poffo type ripoff. But yeah, as Miz Dow, he was hilarious. He was entertaining. He certainly won over the crowd. And I mean, the guy had to, like, take bumps off of himself. You know, he was, like, reacting to, like, everything that the Miz was doing in the ring. And, I mean, that was genius. It was hilarious and takes a lot of talent to do that. And, unfortunately, in my opinion, the WWE just kind of buried him. They, you know, once the Miz and Mizdow broke up, they kind of took him off TV. And unfortunately, they tend to do that with a lot of guys. A lot of guys that are very, very talented, and they just let him go by the wayside. And I really think they made a mistake in releasing Damian Sandow. I think he had a lot of potential. I mean, sure, he'll probably do fine in the, you know, back in the Indies or Ring of Honor or something. But you know, I loved the guy. I loved seeing him on TV. And, you know, it's sad. I guess we're probably at his last WWE match when he wrestled during a main event. So,
yes,
I mean, the other two I can see, you know, Torito and Hornswoggle. You know, as the WWE.
Okay.
Vince, go ahead.
Okay. Another thing I don't like about WWE at the moment, Adam Rose is another good talent out there. I loved his Rose Express. They used to do with the Rose Buds and stuff. That was entertaining. And then also, Connor and Victor, the Ascension. They need to get away from the face paint and go back down to NXT. Because NXT was their bread and butter, and there's so many great tag teams coming back up from NXT. But because WWE is not wanting to put the Ascension over strong. What killed the Ascension was that Legend storyline. That's what killed the Ascension. Which, me, I was a fan of the Ascension before they got called up to the main roster. Because they were a dominant tag team. I mean, the stuff that I can go with. But also, me being a fan of the Ascension and being a fan of Adam Rose, which Connor and Adam Rose were both on suspension for their second strike on the wellness policy list. So we have 15 and a half minutes away from the show. There's a lot of other things going on, which if you stick around to our Twitter, you stick around on our Facebook, which find me at Jake Patty on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter at Jake Patty. You can find Thomas on Facebook. You can find James Head on Facebook, who we're all willing to answer your questions. And also, the Over the Top Podcast has its own Facebook. get a hold of us, and we'll get you rock and rolling. We'll get you set up and going. But yeah, that's my spick of the Ascension and Adam Rose. But also, I was listening to Busted Open earlier today, which I'm sorry I'm referencing other shows. This is our show, but give everybody a little bit of credit.
Sure.
Roderick Strong's actually, which Roderick Strong's contract is about to expire with Ring of Honor. The question is, will he stay in Ring of Honor, or will we see him in NXT? Which I wouldn't mind seeing him in NXT, because I think Roderick Strong would be a great asset to NXT.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. Speaking of NXT, I did get the chance to see most of the Global Warfare or Global Wars, sorry, pay-per-view last night. The main event was Colt Cabana against Jay Lethal for the Ring of Honor Championship, and I was a little disappointed. It pretty well ended in a no contest. There really wasn't an ending. Yeah, because the Bullet Club came out.
For those of you who have not watched yet, which I got a chance to watch it this morning before I went to work, thankfully, because I have friends in high places, like my buddy Thomas. I got friends in high places. Adam Cole is now officially a member of the Bullet Club.
Right.
So which is what he's going to talk about in a little more. But Adam Cole... And what's really interesting is that I actually went back and watched the whole show again. The Young Bucks didn't throw any super kicks until the end of the show.
Yes.
Which
what
a
was
fan.
The final tally? Like 33, 34, I think. At
51.
The end. Oh, was it 51? Oh, I love
51
I guess
super
I
kicks.
Was way off. Yeah.
Because a fan was kind enough to send me a message. Through Twitter, actually, about the super kick count, and it was 51 super kicks.
Wow!
And it wasn't just by the Young Bucks. That was including That was including Adam Cole and those other two guys in Bullet Club. So
yeah, it was crazy. I mean, they were super kicking everybody. They took out the announcers. They took out pretty much everybody at ringside, security, cameramen, it didn't matter. I mean, they cleaned house, but unfortunately, you know, because of that, they also took out Cabana and Jay Lethal.
Which I wouldn't mind seeing Jay Lethal in WWE someday.
Oh, yeah.
That dude has a lot of talent, a lot of potential in the WWE. But we'll see how that goes. But to keep going on that, the best match of the night for me was the tag match featuring the Machine Guns and Kushida.
Oh yeah.
I can't pronounce. Yeah. I think they were against the Young Bucks and I think it was the Young Bucks and I forgot their tag team partner was, but it was a six-man tag in which the Bullet Club did go over. But it was great seeing a time splitter reunion between Alex Shelley and Kushida, and also to get to see the Motor City Machine Guns.
Seidel in that? Was it Matt Seidel?
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. It was an eight-man tag.
Yeah.
But it was still... I had to work today. My mind's still a little screwy-dooey. But it was still a great time of professional wrestling. For those of you that are watching Raw Night right now, I'll get to it later after I get some other stuff done. But keep tabs on our Facebooks. Keep tabs on Twitter. We start our draft next week. Should be a fantastic show. For us next week, which will be a full 2-hour show instead of the hour and a half that I gave you today, which was my bad because my computer went haywire. Which now I find a loophole. Use your PS4 as a computer. But there's a lot of other stuff going on. We will have our contest running through the month of May and June for you to get either a Metro Pro show ticket in Kansas City, from Kansas City, or, well, it'll be in Kansas City, but we can get you a Metro Pro show ticket in July, or we'll get you a Monday Night Raw ticket in September when WWE comes back to town for Raw. I'm hoping that NXT makes a stop in Missouri instead of just Kansas.
Yes,
we need
They need to come back to this area. I don't care if it's Independence or even. I could even see them working like Memorial Hall in KCK or something like that. Either venue I think would be good for them.
Yeah, but we have 9.5 minutes. We can talk anything wrestling. So what do we got? We got a lot of stuff going on. I have, for those of you who have a Roku, definitely go and check out the High Spots Network app on there. It's got great wrestling on there. I've been watching a lot of PWG. I got to watch the WrestleCon Super Show that they had down in Dallas this year, which my favorite match on that card was actually the first match on the card, which was Sami Callihan versus Pentagon Jr. Great match. But there's that. Around August time, you'll see some stuff for the new WWE game coming out late October for WWE 2K17. We'll get that going. We'll start our advertisement for that. And then also, keep in touch with Dynamo Pro, because those guys are going to be wrecking havoc in the Midwest. I mean, I've been to 3 of their shows already, and I have not been disappointed any other 3 times. Another promotion to get you to watch out for: Gateway Elite Wrestling, based out of Lake Ozark, Missouri. Another promotion you need to get acquainted with, which I went to my first show 2 weeks ago, and which next week we will, maybe next week or the week after, we will have one of the owners of the company be on the show in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to try working on getting more guests in. Luke Roberts was actually a last-minute thing. We do thank him for coming on, again, on such short notice. If you guys want to shoot us an email at overthetopcast@gmail.com, you can send us who you think we should get to come on our show. You can go ahead.
I was going to say, also, over in our little trip there to Salina, we got the pleasure of meeting a couple guys that run a couple different promotions. One was, what, XWE or something like that?
Revolution Pro.
Revolution Pro. There was actually 2 promotions there.
The only one I talked to was Revolution Pro. Those are the ones I got to talk to for a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah, the guys that were in the that VIP box over by where I was sitting, they were, I believe, XWE out of Salina. But maybe we can find out more about those promotions and talk about their shows as well. Not all that far from the Kansas City area, all things considered. But yeah, a lot of great wrestling going on here in the area for sure.
Definitely Midwest. For those of you who are living in Troy, Missouri, or the St. Louis area, May 14th will be Harley Race's WLW with special guest actually Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, which is where he'll be. Dynamo Pro, as you heard, it'll be June 11th. At the Stratford Bar and Grill will be their next show in Fenton, Missouri. Our next show will be June 4th at Metro Pro, which hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll be able to get the people on who will be on that card. which the card I don't think has even been announced yet, except for like one match has been announced, but more on that in the next couple weeks. But next week will be the over the top draft. We'll be do which it's not just, so far it's just me, Thomas, and James. I'm working on getting a couple more people to also be on the show too, to do like a draft system that we do points that way. But around SummerSlam time, we will do a sort of like would SummerSlam or Survivor Series be the best time to do a halfway point?
Ooh, good question. See, Survivor Series will be around November.
I'm thinking
maybe more Survivor Series.
So Survivor, well, but then Survivor Series you have December, January, February, March, April. So you got 5 months. So, and then now you got Extreme Rules, which all kicks off starting Extreme Rules next Saturday. We'll draft, and then all starts Extreme Rules week. And then we'll go from there, and we'll get the point system all figured, which next week I'll also be drawing a name out of the hat to see who goes first, who goes second, who goes third, fourth, and fifth. It'll be a 5-man crew, or maybe if I can get 6. But we'll, so far it's 3, but we're working on getting 3 more to kind of manage out and see who's got the best thing of the year. And the winner of the draft, the best draft class will get something wrestling related.
Okay.
I do not know what yet, but I'm going to work on it. But then we have 3 minutes left in the show. We have 3 minutes to kind of plug everything. Dynamo Pro, you can follow @Dynamo Pro on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. You can find a lot of this stuff on YouTube. Follow Metro Pro, @Metro Pro on Twitter. You can find them on YouTube on some of the matches. You can follow WWE @WWE. Follow anything and everything that is wrestling because it's more fun. Next week, I'm also going to announce that next week we will have a website next week because I'm currently working on the over the top a website. You can find us on iTunes. If you look at Over the Top Radio, you can. You can get our other two podcasts on there for right now. We'll be back next week on our show, which we should have James next week. And we'll start a draft next week, which should be great. And then you can follow me on Twitter @JakePatty. You can follow me on Facebook @JakeRyanPatty. You can find me on YouTube, which shortly we will have videos, the pictures of upcoming events on our YouTube pages and stuff like that. And then also, you can follow Thomas if you want to plug on your stuff.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter. I'm @PWASCommish, like commissioner, PWASCommish on Twitter. You can also find me as part of the Pro Wrestling Appreciation Society on Twitter or on Facebook, PWAS on Facebook. And then my personal page is just my name, Thomas Pacheco on Facebook. And I'm a little picky and choosy who I let on there, but if you send me a friend request, I might approve it.
Just say, message one of us first, say that you listen to the show.
Yes.
We will definitely get you that way. If you're just some creepy person, we may not do it. But James, you can follow him you can find him actually at James Head on Facebook. You can find him at J
What
J
we
Head.
Want? Head. What do we need? Head.
Head. Yeah, you can find him at jhead at 3737 on Twitter. You can find him on Facebook, or you can follow me on Instagram at Jake Patty. But we have 10 seconds left. We thank you for joining
thank
us for
you,
the
guys.
Top this week. We'll be back on our normal time next week at 5 p.m. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.